Start of the day, Manchester. Hey, Thomas Lofshin, Pei Dalit. Yossi Chazan Shita.
Good morning. Parashas Chukas is read besnichus, connected to Chodesh Tammuz. To understand this, let me just be marked in a famous Gemara. You all know in Chulun Daf Beites, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, my dichsib, the pasuk says, 'Umnam elam tzedek l'tabeir.'" What is a person's umnus, his hacht, his craft in this world? Yasas atzmi ki'ilim. A person should make himself as if he is mute, he doesn't speak. Yochel afle divrei teira, talmud leimer, tzedek zedabe. When it comes to tzedek, when it comes to teira, you have to speak. Grad, the Habasholim, brings from the Ariz, Kisverizal, that the inside, the nela of the word ilim, aleph lamed mem, is a lamed pei. Mem Dalit and Mem, which is Gimatria 194, which is Gimatria Tzedek. That inside, even though a person has to make himself like an Ilim, our inside has to be what the two. The Emes says in Tillim, Pasuk says, Eshmer Darki Michatoy Milishoini. A person has to guard his tongue, guard himself, he shouldn't sin with his tongue. Eshmer Lefi Machsim. I place a Machsim in front, in my mouth. Says the Karen Ladovit, I'm moira dikavort. Eshmer lefi, eshmer adarki michatoi, Rosh Tevis, Odom. When is the person a mensch? When eshmer darki michatoi. Eshmer lefi machsoim, Rosh Tevis, ilim. How do you become a mensch, an Odom, when you make yourself out like an ilim? And the Karen Ladovit is moisiv, Odom is gematria 45. Right, and if a person is shemir pivul l'shenai, the shechina is by him. And the havaya is gematria 26. How much is 26 plus 45? An odom im shem havaya 71, which is gematria ilim. Very good. In other words, a person who shemir pivul l'shenai, right? Then the avish that dwells in him, his tefillas, his teiras, his kabbal lemaila. Sfarim Akdashim speak about that the. The pet of all the Ivramachi Varam of a person, that is called the Klishoris of a person. That you serve most mitzvahs, Roy Ruben mitzvahs, are connected to Avodas HaPeh. Asher Alkein, with that, you bring the Eibush in your equation. Says the Rav Amshor, this is not a tifa word, like an extension. Tiyadua, we said many times, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is connected to the number 103. I'm not getting involved in this. We discussed the Belz Rebbe was asked in Marim Bad by Rebbe Chanan Vassal, what is the Inyan of Eschanan 515 times. So he said the Eibush built the first wall called Gach 103, which is Machne, whatever, in the Machne, Shalei with Malachim. I'm not getting involved in Shai Olimus, Izraz, and 207 plus 103, whatever, yeah, 103, just remember. And that's the idea of Avram, like Avram Shekori Horon, like Yisrael Shekori Abayas, like Kasar Asada, like Yagav Shekori Abayas, 103 and 103 and 103, and that's why Moshe wants Davla 515 times, which is, yeah. And therefore we always say in every Sheva Brachas, when every Rav wants to repeat what he says 1,000 times, you say that the Ish V'Ish Zachu, Shekhin Ish Rebenayim, you bring it down Lamato, which is 680. Hello? If you have one, Masna, then you have Hor, Soda, Bayis, Veschanon.
618.
618, yes, hello. Yeah? So each base of Mikdash is connected to the number 618. Yes, hello. Yeah? And how many Bati Mikdash were there that were Necharov? Two. How much is 618 times two?
1236.
Huh? 1236. Which is Gimachia Odom plus Elam, if you reckon our Shlof Mem and Matzabach Mem to be 600. Hello. In other words, what is the tikkun? It's Kavali. Says Rav Amshor, the Lundzain, what is the tikkun for what? For the churban of both Bote Migdosh, that a person is Mesem Atmik Elam, and through that you become a what? An Odom. And he adds, therefore, where was the base? There's 12 tribes of Israel. Where was the Beis HaMikdash built? In the Chelek of Binyamin. What do you know about Binyamin? Chazal say in Bereishis Rabbah that Rachel Imenu also the plach of Shtika. She didn't spill the beans to tell Yankov that Lavan is planning to substitute Leah. Because of that, she suffered. Right? So because of that, she had children who knew the mystery, of keeping, knowing how to keep the secret, whether it was Binyamin, what was the stone? The chush of Binyamin? Yashpeh. What does Yashpeh Chazal say? Yashpeh Vishoyz. You know the secret. Binyamin knew the secret of what? The Chiris Yosef, when a Shvites, right? Then comes Shaul, who didn't speak about the Malchus. Comes Esther, Ein Esther Magedes, Es Melades Amo, right? And that is the secret of Binyamin, right? Binyamin is secret. By the way, it just wasn't, the whole Beis Hamikdash wasn't a Binyamin, it was together with Yehuda. Yehuda from birth is the idea of Apam Oides Hashem. Yehuda was the one who Yankov Shalach Lefan of the one of Gershna, which is Torah based on Talmud, yeah? And therefore, that's the Indian. Mayasa Odom, Ma'umnosish Odom El Mazer, Yasa Atmeki Ilim, or Beyochel Abdul Divrei Torah, Talmud Lemer, Tzedek Taberu. You have the Shidduch of Yehuda and Binyamin, then you have the Beis Hamikdash, then you have Kedusha. And therefore, we're now in the month of Tammuz. Tammuz and Av are the month of Churban. Tammuz, the beginning of Av, is the month of the Meraglim. And the Chet of the Meraglim was Loshen Hora and Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that is the Yisoy that in Svarim HaKadoshim, all Sinas Chinam starts from the mouth. Right? I shouldn't say this in public. There's a Yiddish expression which says, Eibishter, save me from Gentile hands and Jewish tongues. Because I'm all with a tongue, you could kill people, right? And the tikkun for the churban of the whole Beis Hamikdash is dafka when a person appreciates kedushas hapeh, which, by the way, derech agav lefiza, I understand something else in the parsha later chukah. It says the whole kli pasuach asher ein tomid posel olav tomid. All the svarim hakdoshim in Taldis and Avodas Yisrael, the Kodesh Magid, in Teferes Uzziel, all the svarim speak about if you have a person is a keli. And if a keli doesn't have a tzomid, posel olav, you don't have a lid, you don't know when to keep quiet, it's a charayat tomehu. So the Imre Chaim, the Vicious Rebbe says, tzomid, posel olav is gematria 780, which is gematria churban beis alikenu, which is gematria tisha b'av. In other words, the tikkun from the churban beis hamikdash is always what? Shmiras halosh. Kedushas halosh. And lahoya, just a by way of introduction to the introduction, therefore in this week's parashah, by the Paraduma, it says, Va'osaf ish tor, says the Balaturim, there's three times the Mitzvah, Va'osaf, here, Va'osaf ish tor, Pasuk says, Va'osaf ha-Mitzvah, another Pasuk says, Va'osaf nidche Yisrael, Pasuk in Yishayah. The simple pshat is, when a person is Va'osaf ha-Mitzvah, and Mitzvahs comes from the Chet of Lashon Hara, right? Then you have person has Va'asav Ishtor, you have Tara, because Bris Amor and Bris Aloshen are Kshurim Zebazet, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Vaistitines Pichal Achtias Tzorecha, they're all totally Bazet, and through that you're Zoycha to Va'asav Nidche Yisrael. Mashiach comes, Geula comes, Dafka in the schools of when a person becomes a mensch and it becomes Ge'ilim. And therefore, I think one of the many reasons, that's why we read Parshas Chukas, amongst all these Parshas, Dafke in the Skufa of Tammuz, because there's a lot in this week's Parsha which alludes to Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas HaDibur. Let me behek them. First of all, how does the, before I get involved in the topic I want to talk about from the Parsha, but just the first beginning of the Parsha, where the Parsha is called Chukas, because it says Zoyis Chukas, but how does it start off? Okay, V'edavin Hashem L'Moshe V'Aaron, Leimer, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, Lamer, Dabel Ben Yisrael. Hello? There's something redundant here. Lamer. Dabel Ben Yisrael. What's the Lamer? Totally miyutim. So the Medr says, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, Hadol Tuchsid, Pasuk says, Imris Hashem Amoris Tahiris. Kesset, so, yeah. What's the Medr going on? So the Pasha of the Medr then continues. A statement of Yeshua ben Levi. Well, you know it from the Gemara Pesachim. The Medr says, "Shari ikem akosuf shtayim eshlisha tevis." The Torah adds two or three words which seem to be redundant and superfluous. It didn't say that abehema asher einena tahira asher loytar, right? Two pesukim. Extra lowers because the Torah doesn't want to say a davar meguna. Do you remember from the Gemara Pesach? Hello? So the simple pshat, that's pshat. In the Medrash, what is the Medrash saying? Zois chukas ha toir. L'chura, what is the subject of the beginning of the parsha? Tumah and tara. A person's telling me, what do you do? Balachol, right? So it should have started off by saying, Zois chukas. Zois chukas ha atome. This is what you do for a person's tummy. But the Torah didn't want to start with the word. I'm saying the Pasha is how well. You didn't want to start with the word tummy. And therefore, it's a raya that what? Imrus Hashem Amoris. Tifrigudet. Why does it say lamer? So all the Sforim say that the Shitan Rishonim, which I'm not going to discuss, but we've discussed this many times, Parshas Poro, that the reading of Parshas Poro is the Reis. Yeah? And the Magen Avraham and Tafresh Behei go, what's the logic in it? And Hei Chirimizu, where's the Remez that Parshas, reading Parshas Poro is the Reis? So all the Sforim say, the idea of reading Parshas Poro, that even Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's no Paraduma V'Poyel. The reading is Alderach Nesham L'Forum Sforsenu. And where's the Remez in the Torah? Lamer. That even a person, Sforim HaKadosh, you'd have to have a Munish Lamer, that just by learning the Inyonim of Parshas Poro Aduma, it already is Moisif Tara. Just by Lamer. Speaking has a Bemis and Rekech, it said Rekech ala Torah and Shalach Kodesh. Torah, right? Dois chukas ha Torah, and then you do a paraduma. The Torah is makshe Torah, chukas ha Torah, to paraduma, just like paraduma is metar, kedushas ha dibur is metar. Right? As Chazal say, kenachalim nitoyu, just like Nachalim, the Nachal is Mala Odom Mitat Mituma Latara, so too is Divrei Torah. What kind of Divrei Torah? As we discussed, Dafka kind of Torah that you articulate, that you speak. The Gemara says in Erevin. Yeah. Tifrigaret. There is a, actually, the Cheshek Shlemis is a beautiful word. It brings from the Chidon Nachal Kedum. I'm coming fast because a lot to say. This is a very big word. He says, the Rechayim Vital writes, that a person, before your neshama is born, it's allotted how many words and letters you're going to be able to say in your life. The more you speak, the faster you're coming to 6 feet under. Right? Whenever you speak, you're taking out part of chelik when you're neshama. So you would think, Oibazoi, Mali, you're talking about, I don't know what, Vorm Shal Mabakach, or you're talking about Torah. Therefore, Chazal say, Chayim Heim Lemoitiyim, Chazal Dash Lemoitiyim Bepeh, by learning Torah, you're Moisif Chay. Why is that, right? Why is that? Because those Chukas are Torah, Asher Tziv Asher Lemer. Once the Eibishter, who's the creator of everything, commanded you to speak in Torah, so fakir, that's the Indian of Mavis and Chayim Biyad Alosh and Shemir Pivul Lushayne, Shemir Mitzaras Nafshay, what the Pasuk says in the Yishal Chavitz Chayim, the Sola Shil Chamira, it's the same word. You say in the Yotzus, Letayr Tameim U Letayr Tayrim, Letame Tayrim, but Omri Kodesh. So this form Taich. The mouth has the ability to either be metame tohirim or to be metayer tmeim when be'omrei kodesh. If a person speaks with kedusha, right, then you're able to achieve that the lashon Torah is marpech as alzei el advar metiber moshe. Torah has the ability to heal, right, because marpech lashon eitzchayim leitzchayim refers to Torah, and then the mafreya you're able to be maila, to elevate the, whatever, the, even if that, the shaynas which went, the Chesed Lavrom in this week's parasha, the Radomsker says, alti maflig l'chol dover, she'ein l'chol, right? Ein l'chol dover, she'ein l'imok. He says, pshat azoi. It says, apostle, midvar sheker tirchak. All this form actation, taich, from dvar sheker, when a person is putting him in his lashon, speaks lies and whatever, he is tircha, he becomes far away from the Eibishter. You do. Over alti maflig l'chol dover, don't say that all speech makes me separate. Because everything has a place. Either the place is Kedusha, or the place, the words are, the Dover is Merachit Mizracha. But a person through Torah could be Maila Lemafreya, all the Dvorim Betelim of the past. And as far as Makreshim say, I'm not going to be Marach. However lofty and sublime and holy a person is, right? If he sins with his mouth, he forfeits it all. Kiddua, that the Torah of a person, the tefillah of a person, this form of mairich, it's like you get a shiver down your spine, it's just chachma, all this form. That the ikar reason for gul is an ikar reason why we even suffer is because of pegam in pegam ehalosh. There's actually a vort from the Divrei Yisroel, the Moshe's Rebbe in Kol Yeraisa, says the Moshe's Rebbe. We have an expression in Chazal, so this hapesha osar, huapeshita. So he explains it very interestingly. He says, a person, a peh, you could paskin, osar. You could paskin, mutter. But what is that emes? The emes is the way the Rav paskins. Provided the Rav is a shemir pivul l'sheni himself. And therefore he said, that's why he says in Parsha Vayigash, therefore it says in Pasuk, by Levi, Teiras Emes Hoya Befiu, Va'avol Leisimsa B'Svosov. How is a person Zoicha to Teiras Emes when Va'avol Leisimsa B'Svosov? In other words, you can have two people, and Rabbi A is a much greater Godel Alamdin than Rabbi B. But the truth is that Rabbi B is the one who's Mechavin Shmeitz Alibed Hilchus. Why? Teiras Emes Hoya Befiu, because Va'avol Leisimsa B'Svosov, and therefore, as far as they say, it's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. To whom does the Torah belong? To those people who are balabatim over the Peh. Because Malchus is Peh, Torah Sheba'al Peh, Queen in Law. Malchus is given over to people who are Shemir Pivul Lishani. The Dinah de Malchusa, Dinah, Malchus is Peh. Therefore you find, by Meshe Rabbeinu, says, go and find the Meinekes. So Chazal say that a Peh, which is also the Dabar in Mashchina, can't be misused with Arelis. And if by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Peh el Peh al Dabar Boy, as we'll soon discuss, to Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Koyach of Peh. Moshe is Bevchinas Dibur. Okay, as we'll discuss. Al Derech Zeh Yehuda, we said before, Yehuda was the Meir Ra, he's the one who builds the Beis HaTalmud, right? He's Loshen Halel and Hido and Shvachim to the Eibishter. And who comes from Yehuda? David HaMelech, Malchus. And therefore, the 10th Pergil of his Chachomim, he's Zohar with the Brech. It doesn't mean every Shmerel can go. I mean, Dafi Rechachom, that's the greatest Iris. And that's that Imris Hashem, Amoris Iris, that the mouth has the ability to what? To elevate, and sublimate, etc., etc. Okay, stop. So, what have I said before, says Zohar? One of the central themes in all of Avedis Hashem is a person has to appreciate Kedusha Sapeh. I'll give you just a few examples. It's brought from the Rishner, so Rishner, Meiriti Kavor, like whatever. He says, one of the Tachbulas of the Yitzhahorah is to instill within a person a Shiflu Shel Sheker. I'm going to daven, I'm going to learn, my vert to have an effect on heaven. He says, the Rishner, that is Mamash the Yitzhahorah. A person goes over to a woman and gives her a ring. Right, and he says orally, "Hare at mekudeshes libetavazu." She now becomes an eishes ish, and if she's mezana, she's chayev misa and the boil, etc., etc., because he said something. Right, Al Derech Zeh brought in Tiferes Shleima. This koyach of a peh, you take a behema, right, a behema, and you say orally, and it's at the moment it's chulin. And if you're makriv this behema in Dazora, you're makriv chulin Vazor, right? Now you makadish it, you sanctify it. And now if you bring up this carbon, you shech this carbon, bachutz, so you're chayiv, right? Kors. Right? Yeah? Is the charaya that a person through his mouth could be makdish something, and it achieves a gewaldig level of kiddush. The same idea is brought in the Talmud, B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov. And he said, if a person would realize the koyach the kedusha, the holiness that the Eibush instilled in a Jewish mouth, right? Every word that came out, I'm talking to myself now, every word you would say, b'techilu rechima, and you would not have superfluous. The pasuk says, im tishkum on ben sfasayin, Chazal say, the Eibushter stands by the lips of a Jew, waiting, right, for his divrei Torah. There's actually a word in the Ravid HaZov, b'shem the Arpenei Moshe, it's written from Slonim HaSvara. It says, Yochel Hashem midbar kodesh. So the Svarim HaKadoshim types, the Eibush is mamtin, the Metzapeh, and is waiting to hear Diburei Kodesh from Eid. Tila, Taira, Shevach Vaneido. You think, the Eibush is Melech Malchei Amlochem, Dibista, Tipus Ruchem. And you, the Eibush, the Kvayochel, is standing there between your lips, waiting for you to say words of Kedusha. It's unbelievable. You think about it like it's shocking. And all the Eilemis are totally in your deeper. What you say affects not only you and Arum, it affects the heavens, the cosmos, the world. Because just like the Eibushter created the world through Dibur, Yu Omar Vayei, Masorim Amoris, is the Eibushter gave a Yid, Sadikim, this Matana, that what they say has a consequence, has repercussions. In fact, the Svarim also add that when Adam Arishin sinned, he was poigim in his entire being, except for the kona, except for speech. And therefore, ad hayoyim, a human being, has the ability to the marish elements through his dibur. That was the one aver that was, that answers the kasha, the shem yishmul, as, and matis, tofresh ayin. Dafka, you find in Sfarim HaKadoshim and Chazal, of all the Eivorim HaAdam, Dafka, the mouth is called Klisharis. And if you misuse it, you're Moil in the Klisharis, right? But the Kedusha, Dafka, the mouth, because and that's the reason also the Rishonim asks, the Eibush knows everything. He knows Talum is Lev. He knows what the Tzofen in a person. So what do I got to daven for by articulating the words? Why can't I just sit there like a Sufi mystic and meditate? What do I got to speak to, say, verbalize the words? The answer is because that, when you say the words, your mamshik the Kedusha Sapeh. You with me? The Gevaldike Koyach. Just, I want to blow your mind. There's a vort in Briskunas Oilam. It's a meridik. Toiv. Rabbi Sternbuch, I need you. Hello, wake up. Yeah? Toiv is 17. How much is Toiv times Toiv?
289.
Very good, 289. And how much is Chai times Chai? 18 times 18?
324.
324. How much is 289 plus 324?
213,
Tariag. Bingo, very good. Tariag. See, both of you will get somewhere. Kuntois, all Tariag mitzvahs is totally in the Bechina from Peh, which is Chai and Toiv, which is, as we'll soon discuss. Chayim heim, l'moyti eim b'peh, Chazal say. Anybody know by any chance, you can work, use your toes, I've said this like 1,000 times before, what is the gematria of all, the whole Aleph base, from Aleph till Tav? It's very famous. Ah? 1495, you should know this by now. Hello, 1495. Imakoyl, 1496. What's 1496? Can anyone figure out? How many letters? Let's work it out. How many letters are there in 22 letters of the Chof Beis Oisius? 22. How much is 22 times Chai and 68? Come on, you guys are fashluffin. 1496. You with me? Yes? In other words, if you were to divide 1496 in 22 parts, right? You get Chayim per each one. Chayim, life, neshama, ve'yadam nefesh chayim, l'rachum Allah, is totally in Kedushas HaOisis. That makes us human. Right? And therefore, emes ha'chayis and emes ha'dibur. You remember there was a guy called Esav? Hello? Yeah, remember. Raise your back. Well, you went to Cheder. Yeah, hello? Yeah? And Esav said, Esav is the opposite. Yankiv is Kedushas HaPeah, kol Yankiv. What is Esav? It's the opposite. What does Esav say? Hine anuichi hoylech. What is his nation called? Edrei, Milashin Doime. The Doime is the name of the Malach HaMovis. Okay, so, yeah? Therefore, who is the Tsar of Esav? Zamach Ben. Another name for the Malach HaMovis. What makes the Malach HaMovis in business? What does he do first before he bumps off people? He's a Makatzer. He's a Balash Nora. Yeah? So he's death. So a person, like Kedush Dibur is life. If you're Esav, you have no Dibur. So it says, Kitzayid, Befid. How does Esav get a Koyach? When he goes and steals the Nitzutzis of Kedusha and makes believe with his Mirma, that's how he gets. But he's not really, real speech, Emeset Chayas, Emeset Life, is, by the way, Asher Alkin, what is the punishment of someone who's putting him in his div? I'm a tzayra, like a, hello, talks like Shnara. The Gemara says, Erechin, he's punished with being Tzaraas. What do we know about Tzaraas? The Gemara says, Nadorim, Choshev Kemes. Right? Masha ain't gain a person, Shem Ripiv, Lushaynei, the Misha Chofetz Chayim, he gets life. So far, so good. Okay. Now, after this introduction, the general theme of the parasha, I go through everything in the parasha, but I got no time. But the one of the central themes in this parasha is Kedushas HaDibur, starting from Chukas HaPorah. I can talk about it for hours. The Chosh HaNachosh, we can talk about it in various, but I want to talk about just the topic today. I want to talk about the Meim Riva. Before I do so, I want to tell you a vort, which I found mind-boggling. I'm not going to the whole word. It's too complicated. We're not going to find. But the kitzur, the kedusha of Peh, because Yidin speak, the kedusha of Kol Yisrael, is that we were given Lashon HaKodesh. Right? And Lashon HaKodesh is not just the mashmos, the tuchin is holy, but every letter in the Chafetz Oseus is Gevaldi Kedusha. Okay. Now, I want just to give you an introduction. So the theme is Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chinas Dibur. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu is the flip side, the Zohar HaKadosh of Yankov Avinu. Moshe Milbar, Milgav, and Yankov is Milbar. The same. And Yankov is also the union of Hakol Kol Yankov. Okay. How does the Torah start? Anyone remember? Very good. Bereshis, which also connects to Moshe, because Bereshis is Chazal say Ritzus Moshe, they are Reshis like. Bora Elohim, Bora Elohim S. Said it to Priskunas Oilam, it's like a mind-boggling word. Torah starts off with the concept of Oir, as we discussed a few weeks ago, light. First mimer that articulates something specific is Oir. The Pasuk says, Pesach Varecha, Yoir, light. Let's take the words, Bora Elohim S. What? I know that also, but that's beside the point. Yeah. Okay. Take the word, set the briskers out. It's like a mind boggling. Oyer, how do you spell Oyer? Aleph Vovresh. Last time I, yeah? Okay. Let's take it slow. If you take the word Oyer in Atbash, you're not going to be a genius for this. Easy Atbash. Aleph, what's the Atbash of Aleph? Tov. Vav, what's the sixth letter backwards? Tashrak.
Pei.
And Resh, fourth letter. What do you got?
Gimel.
Gimel. Hello? So you got Gimel, Pei, Tov. Is the Atbash of Ur. So far, so good? Okay. When you think about, keep that in the back of your brains. When you think about it, Bora. What is the gematria of Bora? Beis Reish Al.
203.
Yes? What is the... So, in Oyer, right? Yes? Hello? What is the last letter in Oyer? Reish? Yes? What would Reish be in Atbash? We just said?
Gimel.
So what's Reish plus Gimel? How much is 200 plus 3 for any mathematician? 203, which is Bara. Elohim. Every school child knows Elohim is Gematria. Pei Vav. Vayter Atbash. Pei is the sixth letter and backwards. And Elohim. S. That's Mamish Atbash. Aleph Tov. Hello. Yeah? You with me so far? Hello? So Bara Elohim S. is all connected to the letters Oyer. Okay? And we said Gimel Pei Tav, which is the Atbash of Oyer. Hello? You're with me? Hello? So how much would Oyer plus Gimel Pei Tav be? 207. Hello? And 400 and...
687.
483. What do I got?
690.
Nochamal? 490. What do I say? 690. Okay. What is 690? Pasuk says, Moshe, Moshe, v'lei Pasuk ha'im l'gavai. Moshe, Moshe. Moshe is 345. How much is 345 times 2? 690, right? Which is what? Which is Oyer, regular, and then Atbash. Hello? And the pasuk says, Bereishis bar lekim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-oretz. How much is shamayim and oretz? Ha-shamayim and oretz? 691, which is the same thing in Makil. Why is that connected to Moshe? Because what is the bechina of Moshe? Moshe is the one who connects heaven and earth. That's the whole idea of Matan Torah, right? Hello? To connect heaven and earth. How does Moshe Rabbeinu do it? I'm not going to halarichas, but Moshe Rabbeinu does it through the koyach of dibur. The kol yankiv Torah. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was born right by soon after birth. He became a kvad peh and kvad loshen. Dafke eila hadvorim asher dibur Moshe through the koyach of Torah of Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu became able to speak. At the seventh pas, eila hadvorim asher dibur Moshe. You with me? I'm not getting involved more than that. The whole arichas, but okay. After step number one, this week's parish is Kedushas HaDibur. Right? Step number two, just by way of introduction, Moshe is Bevchina's Dibur. Okay. After having said that, now we go to something simple that we all can understand. In this week's parish, there's what's called Chet, the Mea Meriva. Gerada, the belt says, why is it called Mea Meriva? Because all of the Mepharshim argue what did they do wrong, and no one figured it out yet till today. Every parish you'll find is like another 20 reasons why that can't be pshat. A very dachistic Indian here. Okay. So the pasuk says, Aaron, Yan le'amanti b'yagdishen le'neikuk b'nei Yisrael. You didn't sanctify me? Lochen yisrediu etakal lozeh la'oreth yisrede satlem. You won't go into the promised land. Lochen, says the Baal HaTurin, is gimachia mida b'mida. Measure for measure. Because le'amanti b'yagdisheni, therefore... So everyone asks, why are we saying here, this is mida, k'neged mida? Hello? Throughout Torah we find mida, the Eibush judges a person. The Gemara and Saita. Hello? What do I need to learn here from Dafka? Ubefrat, here is a mukshim oid, right? What is the mida, k'neged mida? Yan le'amantin bi. Therefore the punishment is, you can't, what's one thing got to do with the other, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to tell you a word in the Meir Enech Chachamim from Madura to Lisoa, from the Osef to Rebbe. Meiridik. He says as well, if Moshe would have brought the Yidin to Eretz Yisrael, rather than Yeshua, then the conquest of Eretz Yisrael would have been done with Chinas Kol Kol Yankov, and you wouldn't need a Mulcham. You wouldn't need battles and wars and whatever. It would have done the Peh. Right, that's the bracha of a kol kol yankiv. It's the kol kol yankiv, the yadayim of Esav are not shil. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the idea of kol. But Moshe Rabbeinu says shchina medaberes mitach groinim. Therefore, there'll be a totally different type of war. The Eibusher now in this week's parasha tells Moshe, "V'dibartem el hasela." I want you, Moshe, to use your power of dibur to extract the water from the Sela. By the way, just parenthetically, just for if you ever get asked in a pub quiz, how do you spell Sela? Samach Lamed Ayin. How would you spell a Samach? Samach Mechav? Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, and Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. Right? What's the middle letters of Sela?
Mayin.
Inside the Sela, there's Mayin. How do you extract the mayim from the sela? Speak. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, however, what? Didn't speak. So Moshe Rabbeinu abandoned his madrega of Kedushas HaDibur to effect through the Kol Kol Yankiv. He wanted to do a Maisa. So which the Eibush said, Mida Keneged Mida. I wanted you to go to Eretz Yisrael so the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael should be totally higher. You don't even need a war. And that you didn't want like Bisheni through Dibur, therefore Mida. And Rashi said this, by the way, in the eighth pasuk in Dvor, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have not sent the Meraglim, then there would have been no need for Kli Zayin in the Mulcham. Very strong. This is Tainoah. What comes after the Meimeriva? There's a story which says, right? Moshe sends messengers to Melech Edom. And there he gives them a story, like a whole narrative. Right? What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Nitzak al Hashem l'keinu, says Rashi, the koyach of Yidin is what? Kol Yankim. To which the Melech Edoim, the Enikel from Esav Rosh, says, you want to come to me with the Kol Yankim. My Zayda Esav was blessed. Al Char B'chotichya. Right? So, you want to have it out? Right? So the Pasuk says, Vayei Yisromel. Yidin packed out. They went a different route. Yeah? I don't understand. Why did the Eden use a different route? If the Eden have a broch and a toch and a kol yankiv, right? Were they scared of Esav? What's Esav worrying, hello, that I have the schus of my zeda al char b'chotichya, but you just told me, because man that says the kol yankiv, ain't a yadayin Esav shalit. Right? Because by the main Meriva, you see that the Kol Yankiv, which was epitomized by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the one who articulates Dvar Hashem, was lowered. They weren't on the Madrega, for reasons we'll discuss, to actually affect things through Dibur. And therefore, now Esav has a fighting chance, right, to fight against Eden. What comes right afterwards? The story of Mises Aaron. Hello? Yeah? What does the pasuk say? Right, it says "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron al gvul eretz Edoim." So Rashi says, "Magid shebnei nischabru kan liskarev leisav arosha nifritzu maaseim v'chosru atzad nikazel." Why was Aaron nechzer? Why was he taken from Kol Yisrael? Because right, you mischaber, you connected, you going close to Esav. Hello. Do you understand this? Anybody? You just told me why did Aaron pass away? Because the Chet Meimeriv. And now you're saying it's because of the Iskarvus that you even to Edwin. Hello? Not the reason the Torah gives. Yeah? Bichlal, can't you a simple cloth question? What kind of Iskarvus do you have to Edwin? The Vayet Yisrael, they left. They packed out. Nor the Pshat is Kol's man, they even were Tor in the beginning of Ndibur. They were attached to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chinas Dibur. Then what happened? Then there's no battle with Esav. Automatically, you just walk over him. But because you were poigim in Kedushas HaDibur, the Chinas Moshe, therefore the result is there's now his chabrus. You have a connection. You have a sarashova to Esav, and now that's why Aaron HaKohen was taken from us. And what comes afterwards? Right afterwards is a Knali Melech Arad, if I'm mistaken, who Rashi says, really, who is this guy? Amalek. When does Amalek, just dressed up like a Knali, why does Amalek come to fight us? The first battle with Amalek was in Refidim. Chazal Darshan said, Rafu Yideyem Yidivrei Torah. When you're lacking in Torah and the Kol Kol Yankiv, then you get Melech Arad to fight. What comes afterwards? What comes to the Parsha? Remember there's a war with Sichin? Hello, Melech Amuri? And there's like a pasuk Misham Nosu V'Yachnu Me'Ever Arn Me'Asher B'Midbar, right? Which is Yotzi Me'Gvul Amiri. Hello, Ki Arn Me'Gvul Moyev and Moyev and Amiri. What do you know about the Amiris? The Amorites in English. Anyone know anything about them? You don't got to be a genius to work out how many nations are there in the seven indigenous nations of Canaan. Seven. So far, so good? What number is a Moiri? Earth pulling people. Three. No place. Right? It's brought down b'shem of Hashem. It's brought the curse. So everyone brings. Knani is keneged chesed u'umazeh. Chiti, chita tzolikim, is keneged Yitzchak, pachad Yitzchak. Emoiri is keneged who?
Moshe Beinu.
No. Yankov. Hello. What is the idea of Yankov Avinu? Hakol kol Yankov. You with me? And what is the name of the king, one of these kings, of the Emory? Emory?
Sichon.
What did the Gemara dash in Sichon? Sichon, the Gemara of Avasar, right? He's the guy who what? Speech about Donald Trump and Alice Schwartz, your football and our whatever. Yeah? The battle against Emory is the battle of Yankov Avinu. And Torah, right? Mar Pelosh and Etzchayim. And therefore, you may remember Yankov Avinu tells Yosef, "Ani nasati l'cha shchem echad alachecha shalakachti miyad emoiri b'charbi b'kashti." The charbi and b'kashti, which is tefillah, tayra, whatever, all the midrash chazal, right? Who did Yankov Avinu give this to? Dafki Yosef HaTzadik, right? Because Yankov Avinu was goyver through the Burim of Kedusha, and through Shmiras HaLoshen, you have Shmiras HaYisod, which is Yosef HaTzadik, and therefore the Koyach of the Mizgaber on our enemies, who is the one who destroys Esav? Bahoya Beis Yankov, Eishu Beis Yosef Lahova, Dafka, this Koyach of Shmiras HaDibur, is the one that gets us out of the final Golos of Golos Edrei. Right? The Chazal said, "Kapatish Yifay Tzela." Yankov was Nisyara when he saw all the Alufi Esav, and when he saw Yosef was born, there's nothing to worry about. So, just like the Koyach Medusha Sapeh is all the Koyach that protects us from Amiri, from Edom and Amiri, is Alderach Zed. That's in Sfarim, the Magal Mukis in the six parashas Meirich. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the Tzela, there never would be in Shas a machlokes Tanoim Amarim. Because it's also Milchama. By the way, you remember the Gemara says a few Avu Benoy and Rav and Talmidei, and when they're sitting and learning, there's a war going on. But at the end, it's Voy Basufa. Where do we learn it's Voy Basufa from? Derech Agav? This week's Pasha? Hello? This week's Pasha? Hello? What happened here? There's a war. The Eden are passing in Nachal Arnon. And there's two huge mountains on either side. And the mountains are like flip sides of each other. One has a hole and one has a bit. And the Amori was standing in the holes over there trying to kill all the Eden. Right? Remember there was two Mitzrayim at the end of the mountain, which was also Lashon Hara. But they suddenly, so the Rebbe says, Horim sometimes refers to Tzadikim. Mountains, like great people, lofty, majestic mountains. And sometimes you have this tzaddik holds azoy and this tzaddik is a different drach of Rabbi Yisrael. And the tzaddikim themselves get on. But the hoi ploy, the masses, the b'chari riv get involved. When they say, how did they win the battle? The two mountains suddenly converged. And the Amorites were killed and the Eden were what? Saved. Which that is the Indian that Kedushas HaDibur that was lacking. By the way, one of the reasons, I'm not trying to elaborate, one of the reasons it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, what happened here with Meriva was, Moshe got angry. And he said, Shimon HaMoir. So he was putting him on a certain level, the Dakos and Kedushas HaDibur. And the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyeh Shechina Mestalekes Imenu. Right? And he was scared, if I'm going to speak, now that there's no power, the Bigzor Bayokalnov, the power of Dibur, it'll be a terrible Chol Hashem if nothing happens, and therefore it hits the mark. And it goes much deeper than that also. But the point is, in this week's parasha, you see Kedushas HaDibur, and that's also the Indian of Yankov Avinu, the Mida of Yankov. What was the Mida of Yankov? Tiferes? What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Rebbe, who's the Gilgul of Yankov, says, Eiz the Derech Sheyavah Le'odom, calls it Tiferes Lo Yisrael, V'Tiferes Lo Yimin Ho'odom. Right? So it says in Svarma Klesha, what does it mean of Tiferes? That you see the beauty, the goodness in another Jew. It may not be this Kava Chesed, Kava Gvura, there's different Drachman of Yitzhak, there's Abraham and Yitzhak. Yankim Avinu, the Bria Chatichon, Midas HaTiferes, makes beauty from different colors and different givanim and different levels in Abayit Hashem. And that was the lesson that Eden learned from Nachal Arnon. And they sang a Shira, Eli Be'er, to elevate, to uplift the Be'er of Torah, the Koyach of Dibur in Eden. And through that schus, the schus of Yankim, the Kalkol Yankim, the schus of Moshe, we're Zeicha to the third Beis HaMikdash, which is called Loik Avram Shagari Hor, Loik Yitzhak, Beis Elikei Yankiv, which is the Bida of Tiferes, right? Which is another name for the Beis HaMikdash Yibana in the Schus of Kedushas HaDibur, Yibana Meher V'Yamin.
Welcome, Mahal Tov, Rantini. Mahal Tov, Ravigda. What's the name of today? We started Rosh Ramzan yesterday. And I'll go over again. After another few times, this whole din of Rosh Ramzan and Sibalev, if you look too carefully, it's on again in the Maisa. The halachas on again, the Maisa is in Rosh Ramzan base. These halachas that state there is very, very specific for the olden times, how they used to send letters. I'll show you the first Mishabur already. Zod Mechav, Rosh Ramzan. Die nehmen Juden am Bühnen, so ein Schabbos sieht alle. Reich beim Sein, alle. Schreibmeier, Odom, Igeres, Yad, Ein Yehudi. You can send a letter with a goy, da viele bei Schabbos im Chashech, aber du musst ein Kutsatz leu dom. That's, in anything you can do, you can tell a goy, do any